We're holding Maseches Brachas, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet, 5-4. Mishnah continues on to talk about the Shliach Tzibor and mistakes that he might make. Here the concern is that he may accidentally lose his place if he had to serve or interact as a Kohen or with a Kohanim, who are doing Nesiyas Kapayim, the Duchening, the saying the three blessings, the blessing of three Psukim to Tzibor. And therefore the Mishnah says, Ha'over lefnei ha-teva, if the one who is standing before the Aron Kodesh, meaning the one who's now acting Shliach Tzibor, he lo ya'ana achara, kohanim amen. When those kohanim are doing the siyas kapayim and giving their brachas, he should not respond saying amen to those brachas, but b'nei ha-teruf, lest he lose track of where he is in the Shmona Esrei. Vim ein sham kohen elahu, if he's the only kohen in the minyan, lo yiseas kapa, then he should not do the siyas kapayim, lifting of the hands, to do the duchne and give the blessing to the Tzibor. Again, we're afraid he'll get lost and not be able to continue on with the Shmona Esrei. Vim havtachto, shehu knows as kapa v'choz l'tfilaso, if he's certain that he can do nesiyas kapayim, bless the people, and then choz l'tfilaso, and then resume where he left off without making a mistake, then reshai, he's permitted to do so. Pshat in the Mishnah here is that he has to have two conditions. A, he's the only Kohen, and therefore we need him to do nesiyas kapayim or no one will. And second of all, he's convinced, he's certain that he wouldn't lose his place. Bizman Azeh, of course, since we use Sidurim, there's no concern of the Kohen Shliach Tzibor losing his place, so Havtachta would be fulfilled at all times, but in the time of the Mishnah, it wasn't so certain.